In my family growing up, it was a normal routine for everyone to sit at the dinner table and eat supper together. We all had our assigned seats, we prayed, and then we ate. You had to ask permission to be excused from the dining table. And during the time that we were eating, Mom and Dad would talk to one another about what was going on in their day, or they would talk to us about our schedules, our sports, our homework, just the normal stuff. Well, one night, my father came to the supper table with something in his hand. We went through our normal routine that night. We prayed, we ate, we talked. But before my brother or I could ask permission to be excused from the table, Dad handed me what he had brought to the table. And it was a newspaper clipping from when he was in high school. And the article talked about how, as a junior in high school, my father and another of his teammates were some of the fastest sprinters in the Little Rock area. They were the ones to watch, the ones to beat. And my eyes grew wide in amazement. I had heard of my dad talking about running track before for Central High School, and that he had told me some of his times running the 100-yard dash and the 400, but I didn't know he was this fast. After I read that article, my dad said something to me to the effect of, they didn't write any articles about me my senior year. And so I had to ask, well, why not? And that's when he told me, he said, well, I got cocky. I got lazy. I got arrogant. I didn't put in the work. And then he looked at me and he said, don't let that happen to you. I don't know why my dad decided to bring that up to me at that point in my life. I was in high school at the time. I was a junior like he was at the time that those articles were written about him. And I don't know if he saw some complacency or arrogancy building up in my life and my attitude towards baseball. Regardless, he wanted to warn me, don't let what happened to me happen to you. Paul gives us that same type of instruction in the book of Romans whenever he tells us that what was written in the Old Testament was written for our instruction. That it was meant to teach us about the pitfalls that God's people fell into so that we may avoid those same pitfalls. In essence, Paul is giving us newspaper clippings and saying, I see the same propensity in you, so be aware. And that's what we've been doing over the last several weeks as we have studied 2 Samuel chapter 11 and 2 Samuel chapter 12, David's fall into sin with Bathsheba. And we'll continue to do so. But I want us to see another feature. The Old Testament is not just a compilation of stories warning us about the sin we need to avoid. The Old Testament is more about relaying to us the nature and character of God. And what we see in this particular story is that God is just, God is righteous, and God is merciful. As you pray today, please remember Tommy and Sarah Rose and their family, our missionaries in Mexico. Also remember the Makanda Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Mozambique.